Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 247, stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. 247, stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. Scripture reading for this morning hour can once again be found in the Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter. We'll read verses 1 through 9. Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable, A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come, seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. So far, the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and eternal God, Thou who art from everlasting, having no beginning, not being created, but Thou art He that did say, I am that I am, in whom there is no change, in whom there is no variableness of turning, and who also art unto everlasting, whose end shall never be. We can never comprehend who that Thou art. Lord, Thou didst reveal Thyself in Thy holy word, something of Thy blessed attributes, that we may receive that knowledge again, that we have lost of Thee in paradise, in our deep fall, that there may be a desire in our hearts to know Thee. And when Thou art from everlasting, and when Thy years have no end, when one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day, and then Thou art so high above us who dwell in this time state, and who go from moment to moment in the time, and from week to week and a day, from month to month and year to year. And then also in this morning, we may begin together a new year. And for us it is a milestone as creatures in the time, and that we are brought through to finish the old, and that we are spared again to begin the new. Lord, that it may impress us this morning who have no impression by nature, who are so hard and so cold to every calling that is coming to us. Oh, then also this calling that it comes to us in these days, that it may bring us, Lord, by Thy Spirit in the right place before Thee, who can never be humbled under Thy goodness, who can never receive in a right way Thy warnings and Thy callings, being dead in sins and in trespasses by nature. Oh, then we need new hearts, O Lord. And then we need hearts that can receive an impression. And then we need hearts that can feel, and hearts that can mourn, that can sorrow, and hearts that can also joy and rejoice in Thee, and the living and the true God. Oh, may Thou look on us as a congregation in this newly begun year. May it be in this day that we may receive humbled hearts already before Thee, that we may have a view of who and what we are and what we so justly deserve, that we may be so utterly ashamed of ourselves, because that we do not serve Thee, who art our Creator not only, but who also art our Provider and our Upholder in this life. Then our backs turn to Thee, Lord, and we ought to be so ashamed. Oh, when it was a gift given from one to another in this world, and we behaved in such a manner, Lord, then we would be rebuked by one another. Oh, then we would be ashamed by one another. And Lord, Thou knowest our daily life. It is so wrong in Thy sight. Everything is so turned upside down. And we are such ungrateful creatures in Thy holy sight. Midst all Thy goodness and long-suffering mercies bestowed on us as a congregation, as families, as individuals, oh, give to us then that shame in this day, that we might learn to hang our head, and that we might learn to come in the dust of self-abasement before Thee, to acknowledge Thee for the first time perhaps in our whole life, in truth and in uprightness. Lord, it is a work of Thy Holy Spirit. Then Thou givest us so much, but we can only ask of Thee more, because we cannot give Thee what we owe. Lord, wilt Thou then give it to us? Oh, plant it in our hearts, and remember us in mercy as a congregation in the year that is to come, that it may be that in this year that we may receive what we so necessarily stand in need of as we are traveling to that never-ending eternity. Lord, bind Thy word upon our hearts, and oh, give that in this year, for the first time, we may be brought to smite upon our breast in truth, that our outward form of religion may fade away, and that we may receive uprightness before the true and the living God. Lord, give us for the first time in our life an inner chamber, a place where we may have to lay before Thee in all our guilt and in all our sin, that it may be bound upon our hearts, and that we may be brought to a true and an upright confession, that we may be given also a need in this year. Oh, that Thy dear and beloved Son, whom Thou hast sent into the world to seek and to save that which is lost, oh, that He may become
precious and necessary in our life. May it be for the first time in our life that we may be given to see that all our righteousnesses, they are as filthy rags, and that we cannot appear in thy holy sight with our feigned humility and with our supposed godliness and with our self-righteousness. Oh, strip it all away. And wilt thou give us to see that we are wretched, and that we are filthy, that we are guilty, that we are polluted, and that we may come in the dust before thee, that we may beseech of thee mercy and grace as our only hope and as our only plea. Oh, may thou look upon all those that cannot see the way before them. Lord, people whom thou hast given to see something of their wretchedness, Lord, wilt thou bring them into death with all their own works, that thou may bring them all to an end. Oh, then the love of their heart that thou hast planted, that goes out after thee with holy longings and desires, that it wants to serve thee uprightly, it wants to keep all thy commandments and thy statutes, and then it must abhor itself because of all the sin and the shortcomings. But Lord, it is yet a people that to try with all their might and with all their power to make it right between God and their soul. And it is a way that can lead only into death because of our deep fall. Lord, wilt thou then show it unto them, and oh, give them quickly to work themselves to death, that they may receive a new life. Oh, that they may have opened unto them that life that thou hast purchased in thy death and in thy suffering in this world, that thy resurrection and thy life, oh, that it may be revealed unto that people, and that they may be given eyes to see, that they may be given a heart to rejoice in this year that is to come. And oh, that people, Lord, may be given to say, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will tell you what he has done unto my soul. Oh, then he has taken me. He has lifted me out of that deep pit, out of that miry clay, and he has set my feet upon a rock, and he has established my goings and put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Oh, may we be given in this year to hear that song from the destitute ones, from those who are poor in spirit, from those who are sitting in the dungeon and that are in the darkness and that cannot deliver themselves, from the lepers, from the blind, from the deaf ones, from the ignorant ones, that they may rejoice in the salvation of thy dear Son, that they may glorify thee as the great physician, as the surety, as the mediator of thy church. Oh, Lord, what a year then it should be that we should enter with this our congregation to whom thou hast brought us to preach thy word. Oh, may thy word then go forth with power by thy Spirit in this year that is to come. Oh, may thou use it, Lord, and may thou bring new ones into thy kingdom, that in the multitude of subjects may be thy honor. Oh, that thou would also instruct thy children more and more in the depth of that deep fall, that thou may lead them further into the blessed treasures and mysteries of free and sovereign grace, that they might sink away under thy great goodness and the riches of thy mercy, That song, that eternal song of Moses and the Lamb that will be sung when all time comes to an end. And when eternity shall begin, oh, that song may by times, may by moments be heard among thy people. That the children and the youth of the congregation, that they might hear that song, O Lord. And that the jealousy may be born in their hearts. And that they also may know that language that thou dost teach unto thy people. Wilt thou show them the vanity of this world. And that in this year that all that is vain and carnal, and that it may be that it may not be the desire of their hearts and of all of our hearts, but that our treasure may be in the things that are above. Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life, and it is thy own word in thy own institution, and that we still may have as a congregation. Lord, leave us not as a denomination, as a congregation. And we so justly deserve it. But Lord, we beseech thee, oh, take reasons out of thyself to deal with us in mercy and to bless the labors of us as thou hast sent us to this people, and also as of us as a consistory, that thy work may be manifest. Remember also all the afflicted ones. Then it cannot be, but also that before us will be all kinds of afflictions, because thou hast said it in that curse, and that has come upon mankind because of our sin. Lord, wilt thou keep us on every side from danger, accident, from all evil and from sin. And wilt thou strengthen all that are afflicted and sick. And wilt thou give health and strength again. Look upon all the afflicted ones, those that mourn the losses of their loved ones, when that is felt in a special way in the days in which we are. Wilt thou comfort them, Lord? And wilt thou use the afflictions that we may feel, that we may realize, and that we may have a daily and an hourly impression, and that this is not a continuing city, that we might seek one to come. Lord, go before our government in this year that is lying before us. May thou give us the rulers that may bow their knees in this day, that may not just rejoice with all the world in such a vain way, but that may come before thee to say, Lord, an impossible task, a weighty task to rule thy creatures, to make laws, Lord, may it be, that thou may turn us again, that thou would not deal with us as we so justly deserve as a nation, but wilt thou cause us to come again upon our knees in thy sight, that we may have rulers that may make laws according to thy holy law, judges that may judge a righteous judgment. And wilt thou look upon the mission field this year also? May thou bless them. May thou give thy spirit there in a rich measure, and to all those that are thine and thy own servants over the length and the breadth of the world. May it be that more may be called forth into thy service, men truly converted, called by thee, and that may receive that a calling, that task laid upon their heart, and that must go forth in all the impossibility from the side of men. May thou remember us then in mercy. Wilt thou be with all in prisons, give a true repentance. Lord, wilt thou be with parents in the bringing up of our children. Oh, give us more faithfulness. Give us godliness. Be with broken marriages. Be with those that are not married, those that cannot have children. And be with children that have left parents, that have left the congregation, the denomination. Oh, bring them back again. And may in all these afflictions, trials, may we be taught to pray. Lord, help us today. It is the first time in this new year that we may begin again. Oh, may thou help us. May it be a little token that thou art going to go before us, that thou art going to bless our labors. When in this day, oh, that there would be a blessing, Lord, not only help for us, to bring thy word, we need it from above. The matter in our heart, the fire in our bosom. But Lord, may it be that in this morning hour, that thy spirit may touch hearts among us. Oh, we cannot do, Lord, without thy blessing. Oh, may it be this day that there may be those who may be struck down and that cannot go on anymore. In that same way as they have come, even to this very moment. But that there may be those who may leave the doors of this thy house by a miracle of thy Holy Spirit, that may go out different than they have come in. That they may go out humbled. That they may go out hungry. That they may go out thirsty after the true and that living God, that they might miss thee, and that it may be the beginning of a true seeking. We ask it in the forgiveness of all that is sinful, without and within, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 132, stanzas 1 through 5. Within thy temples, sacred courts, with loving and adoring thought, we contemplate thy grace, O God, and all thy deeds with mercy fraught. There is one collection today for the mission. We also announce that the sacrament of holy baptism is scheduled for Sunday morning on February the 4th. If any parents desire to have children baptized, please register your child at the consistory meeting of January 9 at 7:30 p.m. Psalter 132, stanzas 1 through 5.
garden. Congregation, it is by the long suffering of the Lord that we as a congregation may be permitted to enter into a new year, the year 2007. And we would as a consistory wish you the indispensable blessing of the Lord in this year for both body and for soul. We do not know what this new year is to bring forth for any one of us. Solomon writes, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, because thou knowest not what a day may bring forth," and then "what shall a year bring forth? Will it be a year of affliction? Will it be a year of sorrow? Will it be a year of prosperity? Will it be a year of rejoicing?" We may begin this year together. Shall we end this year together? Yesterday, then, we need not read off one single name of anyone that has passed away from this, our own congregation. We know that it will not remain that way. That is impossible, and it is because the wages of sin is death. One thing we know, we have been brought to this moment, further than this moment that is hidden, but is it now a wonder? And that we have been brought even to this moment. And may we ever feel something of the long suffering of the Lord over us, seeing who and what we are and what we remain. It is our desire, with the Lord's help, to consider something this morning of that long suffering of the Lord out of the words which have been read to you from Luke 13. We want to consider verses 8 and 9, and then especially the second little portion of verse 8, that is these words, "Lord, let it alone this year also." So far the words of our text. The vineyard dresser's intercession for the barren fig tree. First, what he asked for. Second, what he desired time to do. And third, what he agreed finally to consent to. The vineyard dressing's intercession for the barren fig tree. First, what he asked for. Second, what he desired to do. And third, what he agreed finally to consent to. Congregation, we have heard yesterday about a barren fig tree. Brought forth no fruit. And brought forth nothing that was to the enjoyment of the owner of the vineyard. Thus, there was for that owner no profit that this fig tree should remain in his vineyard. There was nothing good in that tree. And even more, we have heard that that tree, in the eyes of that owner, that tree did cumber the ground. That is, it is standing in the way of everything that is profitable. Therefore, that Lord of the vineyard, and then he has said, cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? But in this morning, we wish to consider the answer. It is the answer of this dresser of the vineyard. Then he has been hired to take care of this vineyard. That is a man that had a heart for his work. He was not careless about his work. Is that so with us also? And that we are not slothful in our work, but that we are doing our labor that the Lord gives us in the place that he has called us in this world in a faithful and in a diligent manner. This man was also not very quickly discouraged in that labor that he has to do. But he does not wish that this barren fig tree would so soon be destroyed. And so what does he desire? He desires time. He desires just a little bit more time. He says, Lord, let it alone this year also. What a precious thing, congregation, is time. How little do we appreciate the value and the worth of our time until we come to its end. Then we have a little impression how valuable that our time was. It is a great mercy that the world has been spared after the fall, that the Lord has not immediately upon the fall of man completely cut off man to destroy him and to cast him away. That is what fallen man deserved. Because of the impossibility of that fallen man to bring forth one single good fruit unto the Lord anymore in his life, that he has destroyed everything in one moment, that whole purpose that the Lord has created him and placed him upon this world. And yet, the Lord has spared him. And yet, the Lord has given mankind time. How is that possible? That is possible actually only by the interceding of the Son of God. That the Son of God, that he would say unto his Father, as it were, Lord, let it alone this year also. Lord, let it alone for some time. Because his pleading alone is effectual with that owner of that vineyard, with the creator, with the maker of all mankind. About whom does that intercession of the Lord Jesus go? That goes actually about his own church. That the Lord is pleading on behalf of his own elect, of his own people. And yet for the sake of that elect,
The whole world is given an extension of time.
But now this vine dresser, that is in a special way a picture of those servants whom that interceding high priest, the Lord Jesus, has sent out in his name in this world. And when it is right, then the heart of those servants that is filled with love for the souls of their hearers, that is for these barren souls, these barren fig trees, those that are yet unconverted, those who yet bring forth not one single good and right fruit before the Lord. And then to hear that sentence of that owner of the vineyard, that he says, cut it down, destroy them. Then there is love that is living, that is dwelling in the heart of that servant, of that vine dresser, whose care that is over these barren fig trees. We know when the Lord has spoken to Abraham, and the Lord said to Abraham that he was going to destroy Sodom, and then there lived in the heart of Abraham love. Then he is beseeching the Lord, then he is pleading with the Lord that the Lord will not just cut off and that the Lord will not just destroy immediately this people. We know when the Lord has come to Moses, and when the Lord said to Moses, let me alone and let my wrath wax hot against this people that was his own children, Israel. And I will destroy them in a moment. And I will make of thee, Moses, a great nation. And what we read of that Moses, then there was no desire in his heart that he would be made a great nation, no. But then there was a love in his heart for the children of Israel. A love in his heart for the name of the God of the children of Israel. And then Moses has stood in the breach to turn away the wrath of God from his people as a true type of that mediator between God and man who is standing in the breach between his children and his father. A minister may not pray for everyone. A minister may not pray for those who are dead. A minister may not pray for those who have sinned against the Holy Ghost. No, we read, there is a sin unto death. I do not say that men should pray for it. But to whom, but about whom are they and for whom are they to intercede? That is to pray for, that is for all those for whom they still do not know what the end result shall be. That is not only for those who are converted, but also those who are unconverted. What a tender love that is felt in the preaching of John the Baptist, in the preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, in the preaching of the apostles, that we can read of the Lord Jesus that he is weeping over Jerusalem. The apostles sacrificing and endangering their own very lives that they may be able to go forth and to preach unto the people.
What does the Lord say? Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare thy people, O Lord. Let it alone. This year also, what a great blessing is the extension of time. Maybe you know what that is. To have your time extended. That is, you thought that it was coming to an end. That is, you had an accident. That is, you had a sickness. That is, you expected to die. And the Lord has spared you. The Lord has given you more time. The Lord has given an extension to your life. Oh, what a blessing is the extension of our time. It is time for repentance. It is time for reformation. It is time for preparation for eternity. Sacred, solemn time. And when death does stare us in the face, then every day and every hour and every minute that our time may be extended, that is becoming to us so, so precious. How many have not pleaded with the Lord in such circumstances that they may have only a little more time? Oh, how many promises, how many oaths have not been made in such circumstances concerning what I would do with that time that the Lord would give to me when I may have it extended. Congregation, what happened to those oaths? What did it profit that those oaths were made? The old world spared 120 years longer. While that ark was being built, but what did it profit? As they were destroyed in the end. Nineveh spared 40 days, repented. But what did it profit? Another 100 years, an extension of time, yes, but in the end, completely destroyed. And how shall it be for us? What do we do this day? Then this day we are asking the Lord, the beginning of this new year, and we ask the Lord, 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 wilt thou spare us? Wilt thou keep us in this new year? Wilt thou give us, Lord, with our children a little more? Why? Why should the Lord, congregation, give us another year? Why should He extend your life? Why should He extend my life? When there has been no fruit in the years that have gone by, when there has been nothing in our life that has been pleasing unto Him, why? Why should He spare us? Why should He allow us one more year?
Is it going to be different? Are we going to live in this new year then as a pilgrim on the earth? As one who is only traveling through this world? Is there going to be a change that the Lord should spare us for another year? Or when the Lord would spare us, or then would our treasure be in heaven instead of on the earth as it has been in the year that has gone by, perhaps? Why should He spare us? Are we then going to forsake the world and every former friend? Are we then going to set a right example as father and mother for our children? Are we then going to set a right example in the midst of our congregation? Why? Why is our life going to be different? Are we then going to follow and keep the commandments of the Lord? Are we going to live according to all His statutes and all His precepts? Why? Is our heart going to change? Are we going to be less carnal, less vain in all our imaginations? Are we going to subdue lust, pride, envy? Are we going to love the Lord? Are we going to serve the Lord? Why? Lord, let it alone. This year also. Or is there a resolution? All the world speaks about New Year's resolutions. Is there even a desire? Is there a different resolution? That we are going to walk different? That our heart is going to be different? Congregation, they are resolutions that belong to a new life. When the Lord is beginning, and you know what happens, then finally there is a people who don't dare to make those resolutions anymore. Why not? Because they find something out. They cannot keep them. It is a sink of sin. It is a fountain of iniquity. And every vow that I am going to walk in a different, in a new, in a righteous, in an upright way is broken, broken, broken. And then a people who do not dare to promise the Lord anything anymore, but can only ask the Lord if He will fulfill His own faithfulness and His own promise. Let it alone. This year also, that is the time that these Jews were living in. They were living in their last time of grace. They were living with the last summons to repentance. Indeed, they were a chosen people of God. But there were responsibilities that were attached unto their privileges. And what was the outcome? Spared another 40 years. And then destroyed. Let it alone. This year also, that is the prayer, that is the request of that dresser of that vineyard. What did he want time to do? That is our second thought. Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. Thus that man does not only want to pray, but that man also wants to work in that vineyard. That is, the blessing that will be received through the means. Otherwise, prayer that is just that is a mockery. and now the dressers of that vineyard. Then it is as if this man says, Lord, maybe it is my fault. Maybe I have not done enough in this around this fruitless fig tree. Thus, as somewhat of blame upon himself as the keeper of that vineyard. Oh, that is what is laying in the heart of the servants of the Lord. When there are fruitless fig trees, when there are those that are yet unconverted, and that God's servants, they say, well, have I really done enough? Lord, am I not lacking in zeal? Am I not lacking in faithfulness? Then they feel their own guilt. Then they have to blame themselves that zeal and that earnestness has been lacking. David saw that angel of the Lord, and he was standing with that sword that was drawn over Jerusalem. And then David is praying unto God, lo, I have sinned, but these sheep, what have they done? And now that vine dresser, he says, Lord, give me yet a little time, because maybe I have not done enough. Lord, let it alone this year also, as till I shall dig about it and dung it. What does he want to do? He wants to dig and to dung. Dung, you know that is used as fertilizer for these trees, for plants, whatever it may be. And then it is necessary first that we are digging, that we are allowing that fertilizer to come even at the roots. So a certain preparation to the laying in of the nutrients, that there may come health and strength onto that fig tree. What is the Lord doing? He is speaking about the labors in that ministry, the labors upon that Jewish church, yes, but also the labors on his church of all ages, a digging and a dunging. And that vine dresser saying, Lord, let it alone this year also, that I may perform these labors, that I may dig about this fruitless tree, that I may break up the fallow ground about this tree, that I may lay bare the roots, that I may smoke out all the worms, that I may prune the branches, and that I may lay in the dung about the roots and cover it over, that there may be some warmth and that there may be some possibility of fruit upon this tree. Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. Lord, don't destroy the congregation yet because of fruitlessness. Oh, don't deal with us yet according to our many sins, but let it alone for a little more time. And Lord, then I shall dig about this tree. Then I shall lay bare the roots of that tree. Then I will try to show the wretchedness. I will try to expose the malady of their hearts. Oh, let it alone, Lord, this year also. And I will try to show them what their great danger is, that they are without God in this world. And I will try to show them the vanity that is in all the things that are here below. Then I will try to show them the deceitfulness of riches.
Oh, that they are traveling to that never, never ending eternity, that they are going to their judgment, that they are traveling to their long home. Oh, that it is such a final state that if the tree falls to the north or it falls to the south, there it is going to lay. Lord, let it alone this year also, that I may dig about this tree, that I may show them the relationship to Thee. Oh, that I may show to them what that was when Thou didst create them, how they were created good and upright and in Thy image, to live to Thy honor and to Thy glory. Oh, that they have fallen away, that they have chosen the side of wickedness and of the devil. Lord, let it alone. Let it alone this year also, that I may show to them their sin, that I may open to them the sin of omission, the sin of commission, what the thoughts, the deeds, and the words are. That I may be more pointed with them, that I may say, Thou art the man. And that I may say those sins as they truly are. Lord, let it alone this year also a little bit more time, that I may open up Thy holy law, that I may show to them the perfection of the requirements of Thy law, that I may show to them how just and how righteous that Thou art, and that I may show to them how that the punishment that is surely coming, that I may open up the spirituality of the law, that I may show them the corruption that is laying in their own heart, O Lord. Lord, let it alone. Let it alone this year also, that I may dig about this fruitless, this barren tree, that I may show to them the end of their pathway, that way that they are going, how dangerous that it is, that they are traveling to an eternal destruction, that they are going to that place where the worm dieth not and where that fire is not quenched. Oh, Lord, let it alone. Let it alone one more year, this year also, that I may dig about this fruitless, this barren tree, that I may open to them what the hypocrisy of their heart is, that I may lay out the sandy foundations that this people they are standing on. That I may show to them the false hopes that are lying in their heart. Lord, let it alone. Let it alone one more year, this year also, that I may take forth the precious from the vile, that I may distinguish, that I may show to them the way that the Lord truly leads His people, that no one may be deceived. One more year, this year also, that I may be more zealous, that I may be more honest with souls, that I may say what their sin is, despite all the evil looks of men, despite the rebellious hearts of men, without the fear of men in my heart. Lord, let it alone. Let it alone this year also, that I may dig about it, that I may also dung it, that I may dung it. Oh, that I might show them, that I might show them how blessed, Lord, is Thy service. Oh, that I may open to them how blessed it would be when they may come back into Thy communion and into Thy favor. Oh, this year also, and that they may become so jealous of that blessed portion of the true people of the Lord, that they may desire with all their heart to walk in His ways and to serve the Lord. This year also, Lord, that their heart may be warmed, when we may dung about that tree, and that their heart may be, as it were, on fire, that it may burn within them. This year also, that I may dung it, that I may do as thou didst do when thou camest here upon the earth, and that when thou didst preach the gospel to the poor, when thou wast sent to bind up the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Lord, let it alone. Let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it, till I shall dung it, until I shall bring to light the hidden things of darkness, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the blessedness of that blessed mystery of free and sovereign grace, till I shall show them that there is balm in Gilead for the greatest wounds, till I shall open the riches of the mystery of thy gospel, that is good news to wretched and sinful creatures, till I may show them what free grace is, and that thou removest sin as far as the east is from the west, that they can be made as white as the snow, till I shall say to them, he comes not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Lord, this year also, till I shall dung it, till I shall tell them that he sits and he eats with publicans and with sinners, and that he is nigh unto all that call upon him in truth. Lord, let it alone. Let it alone yet. Do not cut it down. Give us another year. Give us a little more time. This year also. It was already 3 years. We read that in this parable. 3 years that he has sought upon that fig tree. And now he says, Lord, a little more. For the Jews, it was to be a little bit more time. It was to be another 40 years. And then that opportunity, then that has drawn to a close. And that is not only for those Jews, but that is also for you and for me. Let us sing first. Psalter 274. 274, stanzas 1 through 4. Before my journey is complete, my vigor fails, my years decline. My God, spare me, I entreat. The days of life are wholly thine. 1 through 4 of Psalter 274.
Thank you.
Our last thought, what the vine dresser would finally consent to. And he, answering, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, until I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. This year also, that is the final time of trial for this barren fig tree. And under the blessing of the Lord upon the means, then there is hope in the heart of this vine dresser that there shall come fruit that desires a little more patience of the Lord, a little more long suffering. And yet, he does not ask that it shall never be cut down. Let it alone this year also, that is a reprieve for just a short time, as of 1 year. Short time, but sufficient to try the intent of the heart. John the Baptist says, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Boys and girls, can you understand that? When there would be a man, your father, and he would take an axe, and he is going to cut down that tree, and then it is asked of him, well, don't cut the tree down yet. Then he takes that axe and he lays it by that tree, so he does not strike the tree yet, but that axe is laying there at the root of the tree. That is something. That means something. That means very soon, very soon, that when there is no change, then that axe that shall be used to cut down this tree. And the Lord has borne a long time already. And we may ask him, congregation, to bear with us a little longer. But we may not expect that the Lord bears with us forever. And if it bear fruit, well. The word well, actually, is not in the original. Actually, it just says, if it bear fruit. It is really an exclamation. Just as if that vine dresser, he says to the owner of that vineyard, just think of it. Just think if it shall bear fruit. Ah, if it bear fruit, how pleased that thou shalt be. Then it will be for thy own honor. Then it will be for thy own glory. Then it will be for thine own pleasure, that thou may enjoy the fruit that may come upon that fig tree. Oh, what a cause of rejoicing that this shall be to thee. What a cause of rejoicing all about thy throne. When the angels, when the host of heaven, and they are singing and rejoicing over one sinner that repenteth. If it bear fruit, oh, and then think of what that shall be. Oh, what shall it be to that dresser of the vineyard, to the strengthening of the hands of the servants of the Lord, that they may see fruit upon their labors within that vineyard,
that they may receive jewels in their crown. If it bear fruit, oh, how profitable that will be to that tree. Then that tree is not destroyed. Then that tree need not be cast away. No, but then that tree may continue to live. Then that tree may be profitable to its owner. Oh, if it bear fruit. Oh, think what that shall be for the ground. It shall be also profitable for the ground. No, it shall be no more cumbersome. And the creation shall no longer groan under the creature that it has to maintain. Oh, if it bear fruit, how profitable within that vineyard. Oh, how beautiful that tree shall appear to be within that vineyard. How every one of the children of God, and they shall rejoice when there comes fruit upon that vineyard. Then they shall be speaking of thee and of all of thy works, if it bear fruit well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. The long suffering of the Lord, that is for a long time, but it is not forever. There is a determined time that the Lord is bearing with barren souls, and then not longer. In days of Peter, then the wicked said, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. But what did Peter say? He says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, no. But the Lord is not willing that any should perish. Who is that any? That is not everyone, no. But the Lord is not willing that any one of his elect shall go lost. The Lord is waiting until the last one is converted. The Lord is waiting in his long suffering till the last one turns unto him. Well, now when that time is abused, oh, then it soon will give way to the wrath of God. And then every barren fig tree will be cut down and will be cast into the fire. If not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. After what? Lord, after all the labors. After we have dug about it. After we have dunged it. After thou hast extended the time. Then after that, the longer that the Lord is bearing with barren fig trees, the more cost that he has upon them will be to the aggravation of their condemnation. And then the cutting down of that tree will be to the glory of the righteousness and of the justice of a holy God. It will be a righteous sentence. Not one will be able to move his tongue against the Lord. Then even that vine dresser who has labored for such a long time, a vine dresser who has dug about that tree and who has dunged that tree, that has prayed for that tree, who has interceded for that tree. One day that vine dresser also, after after that is also going to agree. Lord, yes, cut it down. Best friends, most intimate acquaintances are one day going to agree in the destruction of their loved ones. They will sing the song of Moses and of the Lamb, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of the saints. Just will we sing that concerning our children? Will we sing that concerning our parents? Will we sing this concerning our congregation? Congregation, we have come to the beginning of a new year. The Lord has spared us to this moment, this year also. We do not know if we shall end this year. But even if we do, what will now be the profit of the extension of time that the Lord is giving to you and to me, if it bear fruit, or if a man, a boy, a woman, a girl may be converted, or if they may be brought back to the purpose of God, if they may serve their original purpose once again, if it bear fruit, or if there may be a small beginning of that true obedience to praise and to magnify in truth the name of the Lord, then the Lord will not forsake the work of his own hands. But the Lord will prune that fig tree. And the Lord will take, finally, that fig tree planted in his vineyard here below, in which it bore such imperfect fruits. And the Lord will plant it in his vineyard above. There shall never be said that that fig tree shall be barren again if it bear fruit well. And if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. Cut down, congregation. What shall that be? After all the labors, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, may it be the good pleasure of the Lord in this year to work mightily amongst us as a congregation. Congregation, use the means of grace, not in a formal way. May it be with desire in our hearts. Also, you young people, boys and girls, we hope that there may be a people in our midst that may have an inner chamber and that may lay us and your own soul before the Lord. Congregation, may it be well. May it be well when there is fruit upon all the labors that are performed in your midst. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, instruct us in thy truth. Keep us from going our own way. O use thy word. How awful that shall be when we shall be cut down with our children. Oh, that there may be a place made in our hearts for thy dear Son, that he may become necessary and precious unto us. Keep us then this day and in this year. Forgive all that was sinful in the preaching and in the hearing. Remember all those also, and that to travel in these days, weeks, keep watch over and protect in mercy. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing psalter is number 444, stanzas 6 and 7. Lo, as for man, his days are like a shadow, like tender grass and flowers of the meadow, whose morning beauty fadeth with the day. For when the wind but lightly passeth o'er it, 'tis gone and on, and nothing can restore it. 'Tis found no more, it vanisheth for aye. After the singing of this psalter, we ask the congregation to remain seated. Psalter 444, stanzas 6 and 7.
Reverend Rolander, and also on the morning of this New Year's Day, it's also the desire of the consistory, and also on behalf of the congregation, that we may say a few words also to you and your family. And of whatever we may have heard this morning, let us not end in man. I thought just to read also just a few verses out of God's word, which is always the best, and out of what we can find also in Romans 10. Now we just hope to read only three verses out of Romans 10, verses 13, 14, and 15. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Those three verses. Then, Reverend Hollander, as also what we may have heard this morning, then we don't have to add anything. Only we have to say then also according also with God's word. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And how does that now go? It is done also through the foolishness of preaching. Also what we have heard in this morning, because here it says, how shall they hear without a preacher? Now we may also believe how the Lord has sent you here, and that you may also yet bring that word unto us. Also as it follows in verse 15, the first part, how shall they preach except they be sent? Then there is a sending from above, and that already begins with the calling, when you were also called to be a preacher, a servant of the Lord. And now when it may yet be here in this place, also that our forefathers already had put that in our canons of Dort, what we may have. It's set there so nicely. It says in the third article of our first head, and that man may be brought to believe, God mercifully sends the messengers of those most joyful tidings to whom he will and what time he pleaseth. It is the Lord that sends. And then that most joyful tidings, that is also what we may have heard in this morning. The first part also, that's what we can read in the first article, man's depravity. We have sent everything away. And then our forefathers stated so nicely, God can never do anything wrong. And then they may also come with that joyful tidings, what we may have heard in the weeks past, that the Lord sent his only begotten Son, that the world may not perish, but there is yet a people, according to the election, that may yet be saved. Then, Reverend, then we would say on behalf of consistory and the congregation, may you not bring anything different than what we may have heard also in this morning, that God everything and that man nothing, that may also your prayer and your wish may yet be fulfilled, that you may stand there digging and dunging also here among this people, and that it may yet be fruitful, not because of the servant. Now we may not come to end in man, but then we may end in your sender. And then also for you as your family, we know your wife may not be here, but then together it may also bind you to the throne of grace. That also may be your prayer and your wish, that it may also in the manifold labors that you may do here in this congregation, also for the youth, that it may yet be blessed, that the Lord may yet give some time also in this year. And then also congregation, the second part of this verse 15, then it says so nicely, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Isn't it so often when we speak of servants, when we speak of ministers, then we look at talents, we look at gifts. Paul here does not do that. And he actually refers back already what he says here, as it is written. We read already in Isaiah 52, verse 7, when those gospel preachers may yet come over the mountains. And that was in the time when the Israelites, when they were in captivity, And then they came with that good news, and that the year of release was at hand. That also we may yet hear from time to time from Reverend Holland, that there is yet a way, an escape outside of ourselves. And that is now also yet that message that we hear, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Then it is not so much their talents, their gifts, but it is their going about. And that's, we would say, de gangen, for those who may understand it. And that is what we may hear, and that is what he may bring. You know, and then what we get, if we love that message, then we also love that messenger. Those two always go together. And that is then to end then, not in maybe Reverend Hollander, but also in his God, who may send him here unto this place. May we then also yet come to end in the Lord. And then I also thought with that, that we should sing, and that in place of our doxology, now I think Psalter 372, both stanzas. Come all ye servants of the Lord, lift up your voice with one accord. Jehovah's name to bless, ye that are standing night by night within the house of his delight, his glorious name confess. Both stanzas of 372, that standing.
Thank you, Mr. Brunn, for your words. May the Lord himself fulfill it. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.